Channeling Stanley Kubrick with the motto, "Eyes and Minds Wide Open," Jim Thorpe Independent Film Festival organizer Todd Morris explores the rebellious, dark spirit of the Molly Maguires with a range of films over 4 days.
86 films from around the world. So many different types, so many genres. It's going to be a real full meal, you know? It's going to be something for everybody.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You're from Brooklyn originally.
Well, I mean, originally, I was born and raised outside of Pittsburgh, but I moved to New York right after college, around 86. Had a couple, starter jobs, and then I got into film production. And then I started working in commercials, and I've been basically in the film and commercial world ever since.
Have you ever worked on a film festival before?
I've never hosted or founded a film festival before, but I've been to, I don't know, probably 100, in the United States and in Europe or around the world. I did a feature back in 1996. It was a controversial, a violent feminist thriller made as sort of like an homage to the exploitation films of the 70s and 80s. And it was called A Gun for Jennifer. And it kind of blew up back then, and a lot of people were interested in it, especially in Europe, and eventually it got distributed in France and Germany, and it was a fun time.
Yeah,
I got to see a lot of the world thanks to that film, and I learned a lot about film festivals in the process.
So what brings you to Jim Thorpe, out of curiosity?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I first came to Jim Thorpe way back in 1991 with an earlier girlfriend that I actually made A Gun for Jennifer with. And it's funny, it's such a quaint little Victorian town nestled in, between the mountains. It just, it used to be called the Switzerland of America because of the way the geography is. It's just a very sweet little place. And we always thought that, wow, it would be a perfect town to have a film festival. And especially with the old Mauchunk Opera House that was built in like 1881 and still, in operation today, mostly as a music venue. And that thought of starting a festival here never really left my mind. And, throughout the years in New York, like, I'd come back to Jim Thorpe as sort of a weekend getaway destination. And when I got together with Jocelyn back in 2008, I started taking her here over the years, and we became more fond of it. And then, lo and behold, in 2014, we had a child, and we figured, we've done so much time in New York, it's time to escape and maybe go to a more quiet, calm environment. So we decided on Jim Thorpe.
It's exciting to see that you're doing this at the Mauchunk Opera House. One thing that I found really cool about the festival also was the Pine Barrens, which the music score is going to be performed live by the Ruins of Friendship Orchestra. How did you organize that?
I mean, the film itself, it's kind of well known. It's really interesting. David Kessler is the director from Philly, and he's been working on this film for years, and it exists in a fluid form where he keeps adding to it and re-editing it and keeps evolving. So every time you see the film, you're not going to see the same film. And when I first spoke with him about the film, about maybe presenting it for the opening night of the festival, and then he talked about, bringing the Ruins of Friendship Orchestra to play along with the film, a live score, I thought, wow, that's amazing. It sort of harkens back to the silent movie era, like when they used to have little orchestras that would play along with the silent films, probably in the same theater that we're going to be showing this. Because, of course, that was a vaudeville house. Mauchunk Opera House was a vaudevillian venue as well as a movie house later in the 30s and 40s and 50s. So, but anyway, I thought it was just an amazing way to kick off the festival with that sort of an event that combines a beautiful, well-shot, beautifully told documentary film with a live band performing. I thought you just can't beat that.
How did you make your selections? I mean, what's the theme of the film festival?
Well, the tagline that I came up with from the very beginning was Eyes and Minds Wide Open, which of course is a play on the Stanley Kubrick film. Who was obviously one of my big heroes. And basically the idea is that I wanted to sort of push people's buttons, show them, you know, a point of view, films that they wouldn't necessarily be attracted to look at, things they wouldn't see in the multiplexes or on Netflix. And, you know, I just wanted to give the viewers, you know, a chance to see something from a darker, maybe unusual point of view for this festival. There's so many mainstream festivals. There's so many, you know, typical run-of-the-mill mainstream festivals that everything is safe and just golf clap sort of thing going on there.
I mean, a little bit in this festival, you tie in some local history with the Molly Maguires, and I even saw one of the films that you're showing will be Centralia, a little bit of local history, a little bit of Pennsylvania history.
Yeah, Centralia, that's a really interesting story. And I've sort of heard, you know, legends about it growing up in Pennsylvania over the years, but I never really had the full history. And I just thought, what a coincidence that this film was completed actually just at the end of our submission process. Like they barely squeaked by with a deadline. But when we watched the film, it was like, wow, we just have to program this. This has to, you know, we have to show this film. And so we're screening Centralia on Sunday at 11:30 as part of our local heroes block of screenings, which is basically local heroes, filmmakers from the area and from Pennsylvania who have presented their works, and we're very impressed with what they've shown us. So I figured, you know, for a Pennsylvania festival, why not focus on the local filmmakers as well?
In addition to your filmmakers from all over the world, you have these local people, which is really cool. So if anyone wanted to go, what again are the dates, and how do you buy tickets?
There's actually three ways you can buy tickets. You can buy them directly from the festival website, which is jimthorpeindiefilmfest.com, as well as the Montchunk Opera House website. And you can also buy them at the box office at the Montchunk Opera House throughout the run of the event, the four-day event.
Are any of the directors of the films going to be there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have a couple dozen of the actual filmmakers that are going to be here for the festival to introduce their screenings and to do Q&A afterwards and just, you know, meet and greet the audience. The first party is going to be at Flow, which is a pretty impressive art space owned by artist Victor Staben, who actually has a short animated film in the festival called The Bonito is Finito. And it has actual voices by NPR hosts and from the BBC. So it should be quite an interesting film. And it's his first film, by the way.
And how do you hope the film festival could morph in the following years?
I really hope that it can evolve and grow. I have enough films submitted this year and some really good films that I easily could have done an additional day. It could have been a five-day event as opposed to a four-day event. But for our first go-around, we figured, you know, let's just be safe and do a solid 4 days and see how that goes. And perhaps next year we can make it five or six, depending on the turnout and, you know, the response by the people who come. So yeah, this is a type of event that I would love to see basically live and grow far beyond my lifetime.
That sounds great. We look forward to hearing about the first festival.
Yeah, we're really excited, and the town is incredibly supportive, and, you know, everybody keeps reaching out to us via social media and the phone and emails, and the outpouring of support has just been really, really phenomenal and humbling. And I really hope that all of your listeners will stop by for at least one of the 4 days, June 8th through the 11th, and check out the first annual Jim Thorpe Independent Film Festival.
The first annual festival occurs from June 8th to the 11th. More information can be found at the Montchunk Opera House website, mcohjt.com, or the festival website, jimthorpeindiefilmfest.com.
WVIA arts correspondent Annie Butkowitz with that report on the first annual Jim Thorpe Independent Film Festival.